you're listening to Live from Mount Sinai on the TalkWarrior.com radio network. This is Moshe. I'm here to defend God's law, fight evil, and bash Republicans. We are broadcasting live. Today is Sunday, October 17th, 2004. The time is 12 o'clock noon Pacific time. You can call in at 415-738-0689. That's 415-738-0689. Our website is talkwarrior.com. All right. Now, today I want to start off talking about a really vile and disgusting person called Paris Hilton. That's Paris Hilton. And the name might sound familiar because you probably have stayed at a Hilton. And there's no coincidence. She owns the Hilton Empire, or she is an heiress to the Hilton Empire. You know, I have always wanted to bash Paris Hilton, okay, but I've just never had the opportunity to do it on the show. But I was reading a story on the web in this place called EUR Web, okay, Lee Bailey's EUR Web.com, and it says, according to the New York Daily News, Hilton is shown in the tape standing next to, they're talking about a videotape, that was standing next to a friend, Brandon Davis, as two African-American men asked her if she would consider modeling their fashion line. While being polite in front of their faces, Hilton reportedly called the two, quote, dumb niggers, unquote, after they walked away, according to British reporter Carol A-Y-E, I don't know how to pronounce it, Maung, M-A-U-N-G, who received the tape. You know, I don't believe, I'm not a nice person. I'm not into all that love thy brother bullshit, and that's all Gentile shit anyways. I'm Jewish. We don't believe in that shit. But I don't believe that people are created equal. I believe that Paris Hilton is nothing more than human garbage. You know, people like her are just like human viruses, hitching a free ride and living off of other people's misery. And you know, I tell you, it really pisses me off when I heard that comment. And you know, she thinks she can talk like that. Well, you know, maybe she can, but I'm not going to stand for that shit. You know, and another thing, I want to talk about with Paris. And this goes to, as well, for her sister, Nikki. Paris Hilton is not attractive. She is a twiggy little stick figure of a woman. Any man who thinks Paris Hilton is attractive is gay. Now, there's nothing wrong with being gay. I'm not bashing gays. But if you think Paris Hilton is attractive, okay, then, you know, and you think of yourself as a heterosexual, you're living in denial. I'm sorry. but you got some denial issues. You got some problems with your own sexuality. I'm sorry. you know, J-Lo, for example, is an attractive woman. And I'll tell you why. Because she has breasts and she has an ass like a fucking elephant. That's what makes a woman beautiful. Okay? I'm sorry. Okay? But J-Lo is beautiful because she has an ass like a fucking elephant. And if you can't see that, I'm sorry, you're gay. I have nothing against gay people, but you're gay if you don't see that, and if you think that Paris Hilton is attractive, something is wrong with you. I hate her. And another person I always hated was Shannon Doherty, and I always thought she was an asshole, but after she got in a brawl with Paris Hilton, and she gave her a black eye, I thought, well, you know, she couldn't be that bad. How bad could she be? Well, give me the number. This is a live call-in show. Here is a number, 415-738-0689. 415-738-0689. The phone number is also listed at the website. I just need a little tea. TalkWarrior.com. That's TalkWarrior.com. Someday you assholes are going to call in. All right? It's going to happen. And, I'm holding out. If you don't want to call, fuck you. You know, if you're like afraid, you can't handle it. You know, how did it go in that movie? It's like, you can't handle the truth. We used to have this moron Republican governor, you know, I don't remember his name right now. But he was running for re-election and he was like a real like movie fan. He would see all these crappy Hollywood movies. And he wasn't ashamed of it. And you know, if I did that, I would keep it to myself. And he was like, and he used that line. He was like, "You can't handle the truth," you know. And you know, he thought it was cute, but it was, you know, I just thought it was pretty moronic and inane. I wish I could remember that bastard's name. He was he left. He left office to join the Bush team. Last thing I know, he was ambassador to Canada. Boy, I wish I remembered that fucker's name. Anyways, I was at my doctor's office the other day. And I'm reading this magazine, I don't know, I think it was Time. I don't remember. And there's this ad for this cold sore medication. I don't remember the name of the medication, but it's for herpes simplex 1, you know, mouth herpes, herpes of the lip. And they have this woman in the ad, and she's got this nasty cold sore. And the ad says, it's saying something like, "Cold sores got you down. Take our wonderful anti-herpes cure," with something like that. Okay? And then there's another photo of the woman, supposedly after she took the medication, and she doesn't have the nasty herpes cold sore anymore, and she's dancing with this handsome man, and I'm thinking, is she telling this poor innocent guy that she's dancing with that she's afflicted with this horrible herpes virus, you know, which causes your lip to break out in nasty pus-filled sores? And I was like bothered by the fact that, you know, well, shouldn't, you know, it's like, you know, this guy is being deceived, I think. You know, the ad seemed to be implying, well, you know, if you're afflicted with this horrible disfiguring disease, you know. You can take this and go out and kiss people on the mouth and herpy them up. And I don't know. I was a little put off by that. Maybe it's just like weird. I don't know. Maybe it's like I have psychological problems, but I don't know. Made me a little nervous. Okay. Some of you, the hardcore Live 365 people probably already know this, but I am going to, and they've already read this, but I'm going to reread this because I think that they're, you know, that these bastards, Live 365, who I rent my ability to stream radio from, okay, I rent their services. I don't know what the proper word is, but they got really fascist, and I posted a message in their forums, okay, and they deleted it. The fascist fucks deleted it, and I'm gonna read it right now because I want to expose the bastards, okay. You know, so fuck it. If you've already heard it, sorry. But if you haven't heard it, well, maybe I can educate you. But fuck it. Let's do it. I need a little water. Hold on. By the way, this is a live call-in show. And the number is 415-738-0689. I will repeat that. 415-738-0689. I'm only mildly retarded, okay? My IQ is only, you know, it's pushing 90, okay? I'm not like totally retarded. Let me drink some more tea. Let's do it. Dear Live 365. Oh, the subject of the message is live365.com. Love you so much I want to puke. This was posted in their forums. Dear live365.com, I'm glad you didn't bother to reply to my email a week ago asking what happened to my listener statistics. That 8-point font you used on the stats page to guide me here really did the trick. Once I got a new prescription for my glasses, so thanks. You guys are incredible. Also, I was thinking, since you ain't giving us stats, and stats is one of your advertised features, maybe you could reduce the amount of pop-up ads on my station from about 5 million to about an even mil. Or perhaps you could stop chopping off the beginning of my broadcast that I'm paying for so that you could plug your station and live off the fat of your advertisers. It's just a suggestion, that's all. But you're doing a fantastic job and you really, really are creating a friendly as hell environment for paying customers, so thanks. And one other thing, perhaps instead of burying my station in your directory so that you have to click about 18 pages worth of listings to find my station, you can base my directory listing position on my genre rank. That way, you can make even more money off of me from advertising, and I could benefit because I could attract even more listeners. Just some friendly suggestions while you programming geniuses are out there feverishly working on giving me back my listener stats. I know you've been working on this problem for a week, so it must be a real toughie. If you need any help, I once took a correspondence course in relational databases. It was a very well-respected correspondence school, and I passed with flying colors. Perhaps your programmers didn't graduate from a correspondence school that was nearly as respected as mine, and that's why you're taking so long. Actually, that's why they're taking so long. Perhaps I can send you a coupon for some cake and ice cream in order to ease your burden. Nothing like a little cake and ice cream party to raise your spirits. Or perhaps I can buy a CD for you to listen and dance to while you work. How about some M&M? Or if you prefer something more traditional, perhaps a nice AC/DC, you just let me know, and I'm here to help you. Okay. That letter was a little long, and I probably just lost half my audience, but fuck it. I just needed to expose these fucking fascist cocksuckers. They deleted the message, and, you know, what can I say? They're giving shitty service, okay? They're false advertising, okay? They're talking about one of the listed features is statistics. They give you listing statistics, and that's been out. It's pushing 2 weeks now since that's been out. Okay? So, fuck it. I wanted to expose them, and I want to say one other thing. Okay? If there's any more censorship of my fucking material, I don't care if it's in your forums or on my station, I'm leaving. Okay? I don't need to pay my $20 a week for you fucking fascist assholes, okay, to censor my speech. So fuck off, Live 365, you assholes. Okay, moving on. Alright, a crazy woman has been emailing me, Kerry propaganda. Alright, I have no idea where she found my website. She claims not to know of my radio show, and she doesn't even want to say how she found out about it. You know, I kept saying to her, I can't support Kerry, but you're welcome to come on my show and maybe persuade some of my listeners. Okay? And you know, of course, like every other Kerry supporter, they're afraid, okay, to confront the issues of Kerry, okay? Kerry's got a serious problem. The man has some fucking blood on his hands, okay? But, you know, and she says to me, he's a hero of the people. This is a quote. He's a hero of the people, not like Bush, who wants to tell everyone what to do and how to live. You know, and I said to her, you know, he's not a hero of the people. He's responsible for the immoral war in Iraq, and he has blood on his hands. Okay? And, you know, of course, this chicken shit woman, you know, she doesn't, she doesn't want to be on my show, and she's so, well, I'm moving on. I'm not moving on, but let me go on with, she sent me an email. Sort of her response was this, okay? She sends me an email. She says, here's what Kerry said, word for word, before Bush invaded, all right? Quote, my vote was cast in a way that made it very clear, Mr. President, I'm voting for you to do what you said you're going to do, which is to go through the UN and do this through an international process. If you go unilaterally without having exhausted these remedies, I'm not supporting you. And if you decide that this is just a matter of straight preemptive doctrine for regime change purposes without regard to the imminence of the threat, I'm not going to support you. John Kerry, October 2002. Well, you know, let me tell you something. I'm talking to this mystery woman who's afraid to come on my show and talk about this. I'm telling my listeners, okay? Statements like this insult my intelligence, okay? I'm not a moron, okay? I know, and anyone, anyone who has an IQ, okay, I would say above 85 knows that Bush wanted blood, okay, that he was going to go to war whether they found WMD or not, okay, that he was bloodthirsty and this war was going to happen. There was no question. All right? And it's not only me, okay? How come Nancy Pelosi knew that this war was not warranted, okay, and she did not give authorization, she did not vote for this war, okay? Why is that? I want this mystery woman and all you cocksuckers out there, okay? And the number is 415-738-0689. I want you cocksuckers to tell me how come Nancy Pelosi and Ted Kennedy and Barney Frank knew this war was a bad idea, okay, and Kerry didn't. Now, I don't... You know what I want? I tell you what I want from Kerry, okay? This is what would enable me to give him a vote. I want an apology, not for me, but I want him to apologize to the people of Iraq for invading them, killing their civilians, okay, killing their women, killing their babies for Halliburton, for oil companies, okay? All I want is an apology, okay? But I don't get an apology. I get, you know, if I had to do it all over again, I'd do it the same way, all right? I also don't want this. We're going to stick it out in Iraq, okay? We have no moral right to be there. We have to get the fuck out of Iraq, okay? No good could become of that place. Not of that place, but being there. It's an evil occupation. It's an evil presence. Okay? And I don't understand why everyone is afraid. No, you know, it's sort of like Live 365 censoring my speech, my words, my writing. Okay? They're afraid. They did it because they were afraid. Okay, they couldn't handle what I was saying, so they decided to deal with it by not saying anything. Well, this is how Kerry people deal, pro-Kerry people deal with the issue. They try to, A, insult my intelligence, treat me like a fucking moron, okay, by trying to persuade me to believe that Kerry... you know, Kerry's not responsible for this war, okay? You know, that, you know, he didn't really know that Bush was gonna fuck things up as much as he did. But he knew. Okay? And he knew very well. He's not a moron. Either Kerry is a moron and he didn't know, okay? Or he knew. I believe he knew. He's not an idiot. Okay? So don't offend me. And you pro-Kerry people, okay, you're a bunch of chicken shit assholes, okay? I mean, why don't you talk about this, okay? You're so afraid of Bush, okay, that he's going to win. But let me tell you something. We're in there for the long haul, okay? We got a lot of body bags coming out of Iraq. And it doesn't matter if Kerry's elected or Bush is elected, you know, there's going to be many more body bags. There's going to be many more civilians killed in Iraq. All right? I want an apology. And let me say one more thing about an apology. I'm going to have a sip of tea. Early in the show, when I first started doing this show, I recorded a public service announcement where... I made an apology to the Iraqi people. Okay, and let me say this. I made an apology to the Iraqi people for the war. Okay, we brought on them for the death and destruction we brought on them. Make this statement. I am rescinding this apology. Okay? I made a mistake by making that apology. I did all I could do to oppose that war before it started. Okay? I have nothing to apologize for. I could have been out there screaming and yelling with all the idiot war protesters. I mean, I would have been. Okay? But, you know, I couldn't because I have irritable bowel syndrome. Okay? Just too difficult, you know? So I did get on a bulletin board every day and vocally opposed that war and George Bush. If anyone objected to my opposition, I slandered the bastard, I ripped his ego to shreds, okay, and I made him go away, okay? My conscience is clear, okay? I believe that I could face my God and tell him that I did all I can do within my limits to stop that war, okay? I don't have to apologize for anything, all right? I did all that I could do then to stop the war, and I am doing all I can do now to stop this continuing evil occupation, okay? So it's not up to me to apologize for this war. It's up to John Kerry to apologize, and it's up to George Bush especially to apologize, okay? These are the motherfuckers, these cocksuckers that you elected. You elected them to represent your interests, all right? The majority of these cocksuckers voted for this war, all right? These people need to apologize, not me, okay? And not anyone who was against this war, okay? So I want John Kerry to apologize. I'm going to play a song. Now I step over your world. Your petty sarcasm is a sewer from the eyes. Now I step over your world. Your money and your power excites the running pigs. Now I step over your world. Your petty sarcasm is a sewer from the eyes. Now I step over your world. Your money and your trudged along in darkness. Where were you when I was far away from home? Where were you when my night was never ended? But you were laughing at the party with a crowd of drunken fools. And where were you when my whole world was burning? Where were you when I needed a friend? Where were you when I was howling in the wind? You were laughing at the party with a crowd of drunken fools. And now I step over your world. Your petty socializing is a sewer full of lies. Now I step over your world. Your money and your power extract the running pits. Now I step over your world. Your petty socializing is a sewer full of lies. Now I step over your world. Your money and Okay. I see I cut to that song too early. So I might have to edit the song out. So fuck it, I fucked up. All right. Just one more thing I neglected to say about John Kerry and George Bush, in that they are cousins. They are cousins. Both can trace their lineage back to Edmund Reed and Elizabeth Cook in the 16th century. It is no accident that they, in my opinion, it is no accident that both of them, okay, are sprouted from the same evil seed, and that they both supported the same evil war against Iraq. All right? It's an evil seed. You ever see that movie, The Bad Seed? Okay? Well, these two cousins came from a bad, evil seed. They're both evildoers. Evildoers. You know that phrase, don't you? Okay. There's two factual errors I made in the last show. And one of them I sort of caught on to, you know, immediately after I said it. I said there was four branches of government, and I knew that it was sort of screwy after I said it. But anyways, there are three branches of government, not four in the United States. There's only three. All right, another factual mistake I made was, and also, unlike George Bush, I make mistakes, okay? I'm not an Uberman, okay? I'm not God, or at least I don't think I'm God, okay? If I make a mistake, I admit it. And I want George Bush to admit that he made a mistake in invading Iraq, and I want George Kerry to admit it. I want these evil seeds to apologize. Okay? You know, a lot of this anger directed towards Kerry, I think, comes as a result of the left. Okay? And I shouldn't even call them the left. I should think of a name, like a catchphrase to refer to them as, you know, sort of like the liberal intellectual elite, you know, the intellectual elitist, liberal establishment. I try. I go on their bitchy moaning websites, okay? And all they do is they bitch and they moan and they complain, okay? I don't complain. What I do is I bash, okay? You know, it's a big difference between bashing and complaining, alright? I mean, I'm coming at the motherfuckers, okay? But all these people do is that they just deliver all these facts. Okay, and the moronic masses, they're supposed to, like, say, oh, yes, you're right, Bush did lie about WMD, you know, and they think that everyone uses critical thinking. Well, you know, these people are morons, okay, and all I wanted them to do, just put a fucking link to my station. Okay, they have a link to a million other lefty sites. Okay, now, you know, and it's like no one, not one single cocksucking motherfucker is giving me a link. And I forgot to give the telephone number. Again, it's 415-738-0689. No one will help me out. I'm ignored. It's like a fucking conspiracy. Okay? It's like a quiet conspiracy. Let's ignore this guy. Alright? I'm the only one here okay, that is raising blood pressures, okay? I retract that. I'm the only one here that could appeal, okay, to ordinary idiots, okay? But I'm ignored, you know? And I'm the only one here that they actually can call you ordinary idiots, okay? You know, I'm not afraid of that, okay? I don't give a shit. You may be idiots, but at least you're not, you know, pompous, stuck-up, left-wing intellectuals, okay? At least you're not them, okay? I'm sorry, but I'm just really angry, and usually I say, you know, well, you should, Kerry is an asshole and he's evil, but, you know, you don't want to vote for Bush, but I'm so angry right now, I'm so alienated, that I'm like, fuck that, you know? I'm not even going to sit here and say, not, don't vote for Nader. You know, it's like, fuck that. You want to ignore me, okay, then you're going to pay the price, you lousy cock-sucking motherfuckers. All right. Okay, getting on with your intellectual elitist fucking pricks. Man, you're morons, and you're just afraid. That's all. You've been trying to do something. You know, we have a real problem in this country. We have a fucking right-wing a revolution happening before our fucking eyes. Okay? I mean, this country is going fascist. It is going down the tubes, and all the Democrats can do is swing the pendulum right. They just keep going right. Okay? And that's how they try to deal with it, by going along. You know, it's like you gotta go along to get along. Well, that's not working. It's not working. Okay? And you know, all John Kerry is, he doesn't represent poor people like me, okay? What he represents is the middle class, and he doesn't, that's not a secret, okay? You know, did you ever hear him talking about poor people in his nomination speech? Does he talk about poor people? Did he talk about poor people? I think he talked a little about the minimum wage in the third debate. I didn't catch much of it because I was watching the ball game. But, you know, John Kerry has said time and time again, he's out there to protect the interests of the middle class. Okay? Well, you know, I don't give a fuck about the middle class. All right? I care about poor people, you know, making minimum wage, working two jobs, working 80, 90 hours a week and trying to, support a fucking family, okay? And I care about homeless people, okay? It's like, oh, homeless people. Oh, what are they? You know, they haven't been discussed for so long that no one wants to talk about it. You know, that it's like, it's off the scope. It's off the map. You know, we got a serious fucking problem in this country. These fucking right-wing Republicans are taking away our rights, okay? And we're sitting on our asses, okay? We're really not calling them, okay? We're just letting them push us around, and then we're pushing facts, and the left is trying to push facts at people. Okay, or they're pushing slogans at people, like in the debate. Or the debates were just one slogan after another, both parties. And it's not working, folks. This country's going to hell, and it really doesn't matter. I mean, it does matter who gets elected. It's going to go, we're either going to start to become Nazis if Bush is elected, okay, or we're going to just continue to go down this horrible path that we're going with Kerry. All right, Kerry's not going to get out of that war. Okay, and he doesn't have, he will not have enough votes in Congress to pass shit. Alright, I didn't want to go into all, I didn't want to get all into that shit, but I am just so outraged and angry and angered that I've been ignored. Alright, and what can I tell you? Alright, you want me to be, you know, I'm not going to be nice from now on. In fact, I am going, from this day on, fuck it, I am not even going to attempt to ask any more of these elitist motherfuckers on the left to support my cause. So fuck it. They could go fuck themselves. They're on their own. All right, and I'm gonna expose them just like I exposed Live 365, okay? Just like I exposed Paris Hilton, okay? Just like I exposed and am exposing John Kerry. I'm gonna tell you the reality of what these fucking evil people are, okay? And I tell you, they don't qualify as human. Proto-human at best. All right, these people are monsters. They're evil. Okay. I'm going to just, I've been trying to do this, cover the Paul, my second factual error, I think, for the last, like, 3 hours now. Here we go. Paul Rubens, a.k.a. Pee Wee Herman, was incorrectly referred to as Paul Rubin, not Paul Rubens. I left the S off. I guess I was thinking about the sandwich. It's there's, like, a popular sandwich in the Midwest. It's called the Rubin. I don't remember what the fuck is in it. It's, I know there's like cheese in it and meat, and it's like really good and like really not kosher for a Jew. I've only had it once because I live in, you know, Boston, and they don't have Reubens here. It's just not done. But I was in Minnesota once and I had a Reuben. Anyways, that's all that I wanted to say about that. I'm gonna take another break here and do a song. I'm gonna do another song. This is you know what? I forgot to credit the song after I did it the last time. Okay, the last song I played was "Now I Step Over Your World," because I fucked up and I started playing it too early. I might have to edit the thing out, so I might have completely fucked up everything, but fuck it. Now, I'm going to play the next song, and we'll be back in 2 minutes. This is a funny song.
My mind was beautiful, and I was free. Warts love my nipples because they are pink. Vomit on me, baby, yeah, yeah, yeah. A blind man's penis is a wreck because he is blind. It's a wreck because he is blind. A blind man's penis is a wreck because he's blind. It's a wreck because he's blind. Let's make love under the stars. Watch for UFOs. If little baby Martians come out of the UFOs, you can fuck them, yeah, yeah, yeah. The zebra spilled his plastinia on Venus, and the gelatin fingers ooze electric marbles.
Okay, I totally played the wrong song. So we are going to abort playing that song. I don't know what the fuck went on, but we're moving on. All right. You know, I think that when I'm not, I think I'm not going to move on. I'm not going to move on. I want to just, I want to keep this show down to 40 minutes. I don't believe anyone at this point is actually listening. God damn it. I'm going to keep these shows at 40 minutes. And I am not going to play the song, but I am going to play the closing song, and I'm going to do the credits. You know what? Before I do the credits, you know, there's one thing I would like to do. I just want to talk a little about Bush's soundbite I heard from Bush. And it was this. It was as follows. My opponent is a tax and spend liberal. I'm a compassionate conservative. You know, I'm not going to validate this horseshit quote by discussing it. But what I will say is this. At least, you may be a compassionate conservative and all that shit. Alright? You know, John Kerry may be a tax and spend liberal. Okay? That's horseshit, but let's just say, for the purpose of argument, that he is a tax and spend liberal. Alright? You may be all these things, George Bush, but at least in my high school, I didn't join the cheerleading team. Okay? I wasn't a cheerleader. In high school, in my high school, I played soccer like a man. I didn't sit on the sidelines waving pom-poms like some kind of estrogen-gorged girl. And another thing, let me just say another thing. I didn't get arrested for drinking and driving at the age of 30 years old. 30 years old. In fact, I've never been arrested for drinking and driving in my life, and I've never been convicted of any crime, unlike you. Okay? You're a criminal. A criminal. You're a piece of shit. You're a slimy asshole, George Bush. And I want you to remember that. All right? I'm just telling you that. And I want you to know what I feel about you. Unlike you, I'm a law-abiding citizen. I'm not a drunken, cowardly, warmongering piece of shit. Okay? I'm not you. And I just want to say one more thing. I never snorted coke at Camp David. In fact, I never snorted coke in my life. Sort of, while we're on the topic of coke and drugs, I once had a psychiatrist at McLean Hospital. He was asking me what drugs I have done. And I told him just marijuana. I've tried it on several occasions. I probably not, and even right now, I've probably not smoked pot more than 10 times in my life at most. But, and that's the only drug I've ever done. And this psychiatrist, his name is, I don't remember if I gave it before. His name is Dr. William Barry. Okay? I think it's William. His last name is Barry. He's at McLean's, or he was at McLean's. And this cocksucker, he says to me, I don't believe you. And it was really the start of my real, it was a start of a real, my path of, it was the real start of my, it was the beginnings of my real hatred towards the psychiatric community. I don't know why I would, after saying that I've only smoked pot, that after admitting that I've smoked pot, that I would lie about other drugs. What was the logic to that? In fact, you know, if he is a scientist, okay, why is he, how does he know, what scientific evidence does he know that I have tried other drugs? Is it because I look like some kind of drug addict that he thinks I've done all these drugs? Well, you know, I don't know. I just wanted to bring this up. I think it's pretty shitty. And, you know, not that the three people listening to this at this point in the show, not that it's going to matter, but I just wanted to bring that up. That's all. And I'm going to go to the last song, and I'm going to try to do this without fucking it up. The last song is Triumph of the Damned by John Truby, but now I remember before I do that, I have to do the credits. This has not been a smooth show, folks. Sorry. I'd like to thank John Truby for allowing us to play his great songs. For more information about John Truby, please go to our website at talkwarrior.com. I would also like to thank the God of my original father, Abraham, who gives me energy and courage to fight evil. I dedicate this show to the people around the world who fight fascism, tyranny, imperialism, economic injustice, and racism. This show is a copyrighted broadcast of the TalkWarrior.com radio network, and it may not be rebroadcast or distributed without the express written consent of the TalkWarrior.com radio network. We'll see you again next week at Sunday, 12 o'clock noon Pacific time. Please see our website, TalkWarrior.com, for updated information about the show. I think the show really went to hell today when I didn't fucking go. I sort of went into the I have the sound mixer, and there's this, I have to like low and raise the levels on the inputs. And what I did before I went to the first song, I raised the input for the song, for where the music juice comes in, and I lowered the input on my input, and so you couldn't hear me, and there was just probably dead air for a little while, and that sort of fucked up my whole timing and everything. Then I got all crazy with the started bashing the left wingers, and I got all nutty and crazy, and it's been a rough show. It's been a really rough show. I'll try to smooth it out during the editing. Okay, fuck it. I am going to go on with now, excuse me, Triumph of the Damned. Goodbye, folks. Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to even this show out to an hour. And that's because it's something with the Live 365 thing in that you don't, like, get listed unless you go for an hour or some shit like that. They don't list you in their directory. I'm going to play another song. You might like it. It's called The Rain Keeps Falling, and it's by John Truby and the Ugly Janitors of America. Here we go. Okay, we got a full hour. Yay! Okay. Boy, this will go down in the annals of history as the worst show of the month. Okay, I think that, you know, a lot of shit just went wrong, and I think that a lot of things, it's like I just kept going on too long, and even now, it's like I should just shut the fuck up and go. So that's what I'm going to do. We'll see you again next week. It'll be a better show next week. Take care.